on the WMT Morning Show. U.S. Senator Charles Grassley joining us, the senior senator from Iowa, and iHeartRadio has been involved in trying to get veterans back into the workplace through the Show Your Stripes program. Senator Grassley's got an application for an Iowa Veterans Fellowship program. The deadline has been extended. Senator Grassley, welcome back to the program. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, I think it fits in with what you said about iHeart. I think it fits in with what the governor's trying to do to encourage people that leave the military to come back to Iowa for jobs. It's an attempt to do several things. It would probably help people that work in my offices learn more about military and veterans issues. It would help people establish for their own benefit and future resumes with a fellowship in a my Des Moines office or my Cedar Rapids office. It would benefit my working for the people of Iowa to have an additional liaison with veterans and veterans organizations so that we can keep up with everything that they're concerned about, and just basically it's a good opportunity for candidates to build a resume, make new contacts. It's also a good opportunity for my office to have more eyes and ears devoted to serving our veterans, and I appreciate the experience and expertise that returning service members can offer to help identify needs and categories and challenges that veterans face integrating back into the community.
And there are so many of them that they do face. Senator Charles Grassley joining us on the WMT Morning Show. We're talking about the extended deadline for applications for the Iowa Veterans Fellowship Program to work within his offices. Senator Grassley, here recently I took a tour down at the Veterans Memorial Commission building, and one of the things they told me is that veterans have, A, one of the highest incidences of homelessness, and B, they have the highest incidences of using food pantries. There are definitely some needs out there for our veterans that need to be met.
Yeah, and it's probably been a year ago now, maybe just a little over a year ago. I had the opportunity to tour the same Veterans Memorial facility and the programs that are that focus on veterans there as well, and I heard exactly what you said. So when we have a fellowship program in my offices in Cedar Rapids or Des Moines, it's a possibility for those things to those people to learn about those programs. It's their opportunity to help out with those programs. It's an opportunity for them also to learn for themselves the operation of a Senate office as well, as they would be working right there with my staff within the Cedar Rapids and Des Moines offices.
People, if they're interested in applying for this fellowship, where do they get the application for this, Senator Grassley?
They go to grassley.senate.gov to apply for or to get more information. There will be forms there for them to fill out.
And then in addition, I would imagine you can stop in the Cedar Rapids or Des Moines office, too, and grab a hold of those.
Oh, absolutely. Well, absolutely. But they can also talk to the people that serve the constituents of Iowa and learn about what sort of casework we do for veterans. And by casework, I mean that would be a one helping a specific individual, maybe with a VA or with a military matter. And those are things that these fellows would be directly involved with the appropriate staffer in that particular office. But they also would be involved in leaving the office either by themselves or with my staff, to be a liaison with a specific veterans or with organizations or advocacy groups for veterans as well.
Senator Charles Grassley, thank you for joining us again here on the WMT Morning Show, and thanks for putting this program together to make sure that not only veterans are served, but they can also be served by veterans. Have a good remainder of the week, sir.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.